I think that the meeting is called to order.
You're not going to wrap your gavel?
Oh.
It was on that.
Well, you know.
You're not getting out that early.
Okay. The general manager evaluation. Although I think what we did was we moved up the other discussion.
Yeah.
So that's where the discussion on the foundation.
Now we put that before the
right
PNB
after
report.
Right before the PNB report. Okay. So let's do the GM evaluation.
Or does that mean the budget part's over?
All right. So what had been discussed last time, as I recall, was that we were talking about there was a discussion about three people on a committee, and that we would first take volunteers, and if there were more volunteers, I've now seen that Janet has suggested five people. So I think the first thing we need to do is settle on the size of the committee and then see how many people want to fill the slots. Does that make sense to all of you?
Point
happy
of information?
Campers? Huh?
Point of information.
Yeah.
And this is the committee to?
To evaluate, to do the...
paper pushing.
Right, to do all the... Did everybody see the forms that have been used? I mean, they were sent out twice. So maybe at some point we should also discuss if we're happy with the full set of forms. Although maybe once we have a committee, the committee can come back and say whether or not they're happy and people can come fill that in. I think the first item on the agenda is how many people are going to be in the committee.
I'm still not clear on what the committee is going to do. Will three people actually do
the committee?
No,
the committee is going to get the paperwork, do the stuff to get all the information. So, Brian, did you have a position on that?
So the process that the board's approved to use in the past and that's outlined in the documents that are sent out is there's a bunch of basically survey forms that go out to, there's one for people who report directly to the manager. It's very detailed. There's a less detailed one for the, for a broader circle of staff. There's a self-evaluation for the manager, and then it all comes to the LSB, and the LSB basically fills, each LSB member fills out something like a report card, where they rate the manager on each of his areas of responsibility. And so the committee's job is to get the right forms to the right people, collect them, get them all to the LSB, and then the idea is that we have all that paperwork in front of us the next time we meet, so we can have a closed session discussion about whether we want to commend the manager, ask them to improve in some area, get in some training, recommend them for a raise, fire them, anything that could come out of an evaluation. But it's the legwork of getting all the information together that the board's supposed to have ahead of time.
So,
all right. So I want to start with a discussion about the size of this group that's going to do this coordinating of the...
The five. I mean, I didn't even say it.
Even. All right. So, let's talk about three. I understand that from the emails that Janet wants to be on it, Andrea wants to be on it. Although maybe you wanted to be on it if it had a different character. Who is interested in being on this committee?
Who?
Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, he's not here.
And Andrea
and Donald. Okay. 7 people who have volunteered for 5 slots. Okay? So we can...
We've agreed on 5? I didn't know.
And 3 spots.
Okay.
3 spots.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I want to make a motion that it be a 3-person committee elected by STV.
Okay. All those, is there a discussion on this?
Yes.
I second it.
Okay. Joy.
Give me that.
I don't think 3 is going to be enough. I think that,
when a working group gets together, if one member's gone, there'll only be two, and everybody can't always get together. So I think we should at least have five. I really do, just for that reason alone, that we rely on more than just three people.
That's an amendment.
That's an amendment. Okay. So, it has been moved and seconded that the committee be five. Is there can I get the endless list of speakers on this matter? Or can we jump to the vote?
Call the question.
All those in favor of the amendment to the motion that it be five instead of three, please raise your hands. Opposed? Two. Okay. Abstentions? Three. All right. All those in favor of a five-person committee, please raise your hand.
We just voted on that.
No. That was the amendment. Now we're voting to do it. It's overwhelming. Okay. I'll drop off of that committee. So that's less people to vote on. Maybe we can narrow it down to five. Yeah.
The giant Sharpie over here. Oh.
Actually, I'll stay on it. Okay.
Lewis, Carol, Donald,
Janet, Andrea, Joy, Brian, Ramses.
I will remove myself.
Okay. Lewis, Carol, Ramses, Donald, Andrea, Brian, Joy. Is that it?
Seven.
You're going to amend for seven?
May I?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking out loud, but I'm thinking that maybe five on the committee plus two backups. I don't know.
Oh, and Barb.
Just
so that's
thinking
eight.
Out loud. Oh, never mind. I thought Carol removed herself.
No, I'm going to be on.
Can I make a suggestion or a request?
Sure.
That we take 5 or 10 minutes to kind of check in with our
caucus
and narrow the list. Sorry.
No.
Yeah, okay. And kind of like maybe we could narrow it down that way. How's that?
It's a motion for a 5-minute recess.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All in favor? Yay. Opposed?
No.
We're caucusing.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
We're caucusing.
To try to maybe narrow down
the list.
All right.
Let's get on the record. Let's put stuff on. And I'm going to make an announcement from our side that from our in parens, we're really all one. And that's why we're doing it this way, because we're so congenial and committed to making this all work. Brian, Lewis, and myself will be joined by...
We caucused, and I just want to put a little proviso on this. The new information that Brian provided in terms of what the function of the committee was not shared with Andrea before she left. But before she left, she said she did truly want to do this. So we've put her in without her permission after the new, so if it shouldn't, we would like to substitute, Ramses. Ramses, yes. In case Andrea says, no, she doesn't want to do it. Is that good? Is that okay with everybody?
That's cool. All right, we got it. Everybody understands. Hooray! Another, efficient.
So technically what we're doing is withdrawing nominations.
Yeah.
Who's off?
I
Janet talked.
Yeah, she was.
And with the understanding that if Andrea drops off, Ramses steps in.
Is that good?
Yes. Right. Everybody, that's agreed to. All right. So that's our general manager report. For the minutes, the committee is to evaluate the general manager, to handle, okay, to do the general manager to carry out the mission of getting all the material together for the general manager's evaluation. The committee is Lewis, Joy, Brian, Andrea, Carol, and Brian. Okay. I said, well, then I messed, then I, wait a minute, but I left somebody off then. I know that, Virginia.
You did the five.
I did do five? Okay, that's what I'm asking. And understanding that if, I've only said this six times, Brian. If the understanding is if Andrea is not interested, given the clarification on the function of the committee, Ramses will step in and replace Andrea. Okay. We are now at the treasurer's report. I think there's not much there, is that? And then we're going to do, we've already done the budget, and then we're going to do the foundation discussion.
No.
There is no treasurer's report. It was rolled into the budget.
All right. Now, so where is the, we had a motion on the floor that was, I think it was originally, I think it was Brian's motion originally.
Right.
Do we have that handy? Well, some of us can't sit around with our computers while during the meeting. Some of us have to pay attention. All right. The KPFA Local Station Board, being the elected representatives of KPFA's listeners and staff, hereby ratifies the creation of the KPFA Foundation for the purposes of continuing the work of KPFA's and the Pacifica's Foundation's mission in the event that Pacifica is dissolved due to circumstances beyond its control. That was on the floor last meeting. Brian, then Janet. You need to have a microphone.
Oh. Here you go. I have a point of order.
All right.
And it is that that motion is out of order, and that is, it's based on it saying that, oh, it violates Article 14, Section 2 of the bylaws, where only the PNB can dispose of foundation assets, not an LSB. It violates Article 8, Section 1 of the bylaws, which says that no committee may, without full board review and approval, approve or execute any contract or transaction to which the foundation is a party. And Article 8 of the Pacifica Foundation Articles of Incorporation does not apply because the KPFA Foundation is a private entity. It is not a 501c3. It has no IRS tax status or monies. And even if it did, if it ever came to the disposition of Pacifica's assets upon dissolution, Article 14, Section 2 would apply. So it is out of order, and I request the chair rule so.
Well, it's not even on the floor at this point, so.
Yes, it is.
Well, it was not made at this, it was not moved and seconded at this meeting, so it's not even on the floor. Brian.
Well, I was going to propose a substitute to the motion that's not on the floor.
So why don't you propose, why don't you propose a motion?
The KPFA LSB requests local and national management explore setting up fully perfected auxiliary foundations at every Pacifica-owned radio station.
Is there a second?
Okay. Would you repeat that, please?
The KPFA local station board requests local and national management explore setting up fully perfected auxiliary foundations at every Pacifica-owned radio station.
Okay, that's moved and seconded. Okay, fine, bring it up here.
I mean, I think to Janet's point, you know, the language I proposed last time ratified, she's right. It makes it sound like we're signing Pacifica onto a contract, which we don't have the authority to do. And several people raised it to me, and I think it was bad language. You know, the principle of it was, as we argued in debate before, the foundation's in extremely rocky circumstances, and it should be prepared for eventualities. And, you know, this tells management, look into this. There are lots of organizations that operate distinct and interlinked nonprofits. Some of the UFW-run radio stations do, for instance. And I think it would be good for every station, if they can get it together, to have a 501c3 who, if licenses are taken away from Pacifica by the FCC, or if Pacifica is broken up by the California Attorney General, or goes through bankruptcy, or any other type of eventuality that would force it into dissolution, that there are community-based nonprofits who can apply to keep the licenses and to keep the work going. Hadn't occurred to me till today, but, you know, they could also serve as fundraising auxiliaries when it comes to applying for grants from organizations that want to see books without a ton of red ink. In other words, they could apply to receive the grant and fund work at the station. That's often why entities have auxiliary foundations or nonprofits.
Okay, so it's been moved and seconded. Discussion. Janet.
I'm sorry, could it be read one more time?
The KPFA LSB requests local and national management explore setting up fully perfected auxiliary foundations at every Pacifica-owned radio station.
So this is a request to management, recommendation to management. It has nothing to do with, there's no mention of the board of governance in this. And so
it's a request.
Right, but again, this would be whatever would come out of this. I don't see why that should be applied to Pacifica or related to Pacifica. Again, I think a violation of the bylaws.
Joy, Frank, Mark, Burton.
I agree with Janet. This whole Berkeley Foundation thing was started in secret, as far as I'm concerned. I didn't know anything about it 2 years ago, and it doesn't have the status. I agree with Brian that I would like to explore ways to strengthen Pacifica, but I don't think the way to strengthen Pacifica is by threatening to take KPFA out of it. I think it sends a mixed message, and I think the public is going to hear that. And there's been this denial for years that there wasn't a faction of us who wanted to see Berkeley or KPFA separate out from Pacifica. And I believe this starting of this fund, of this, fake organization or whatever it is, I don't know, is another indication that this has been in the back of some people's mind for a long, long time. So I want to, speak against this motion. I do want to find ways for us to strengthen Pacifica, but I don't think that this is the way, by having some insurance backup plan. That's not even going to be legal, probably. That's it.
Frank. Sorry.
So I don't understand everything that goes into what's happening here, the legalities of it all, but I think by having something set up for each station, it kind of does seem like the network is like not the important part. Maybe if we could, according to the bylaws, I heard Janet read earlier, it's up to the national board. Maybe we could direct like the national board. I don't know if I'm creating some other motion yet or not, but to the national board to look into something to keep the network together if that's possible. I don't know if it'll be like broken up, like you said, by attorney general, or you know how it could be diced up legally and out of our hands. But I think it would be a good idea to set up something to save the network, to keep the network. I didn't hear the Pacifica. I didn't hear like the Pacifica network being mentioned. I think the network is the part of the key, not just the individual stations having their own. You know, because I think with the shock of a lot of us learning of the KPFA Foundation and how it was set up by people on a board who are making decisions that some of us on the board might think are like, why would they make decisions like that when we think it seems so harmful to the network? And at the same time, those people are setting up an alternative foundation to catch it just in case. So we think, or I think personally, that that's a giant conflict of interest to even be able to do something like that, be on a board where you're making decisions that affect the whole entire network and its solvency and how it operates, and at the same time setting up something to receive that network if it fails, or to receive part of that network if it fails. You can't set up something like that and be on the board to make decisions that may, some people may think are harming it. Why would they make decisions that harm it? Well, in the back of some people's minds, it might be because they're already sitting there ready to catch it when it falls. So when we all realize like, whoa, they set this up. Whoa, this is happening. And then you think back, why would they make those crazy decisions that, you know, I would feel were not like proper decisions or ways to run things exactly, and then have that set up. So it's kind of like, to me, it seems like a conflict of interest when people have a setup like that where they're ready to receive something that they're on the board of making decisions, whether they be good or bad in people's eyes, you know, and how they see it. So I would think of something to save the network, not just to dice it up already in our minds like it's failed. And if I have to create a alternative substitute motion, maybe I'll think of that why this discussion continues. Or if it's like a friendly something that Brian might think of that, you know, that works on the network. I want to see the network in there, you know, not just individuals.
We heard you, and your time is up.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Mark. You're on there.
I'm not going to address the rampant paranoia about the that's going on about the KPFA Foundation and the intents behind it, most of which is fictionalized beyond belief. But the major problem I'm seeing is that if we involve KPFA or any of the stations in Pacifica in setting up an auxiliary organization, they will still be part of Pacifica. And if Pacifica goes under, they will be treated as assets and disposed of as well. KPFA Foundation, if such thing exists, has to be set up independent. It can have the same people. It can have the same missions. But it can't be part of Pacifica, because if Pacifica goes down, it will go down.
For clarification, this is not saying set, it's exploring setting up perfectly perfected, but in any case. So next on my list, and I'll tell you who's on my list, is Burton, Barb, Virginia, Brian, Craig.
I wasn't at the last meeting, but the sort of synopsis given by prior speakers of what was imagined to be the motives was very, very far from what I understood to be the motive, which was in the event against which we all hope that economic catastrophe comes to Pacifica, we want KPFA to survive. And what I hear in, so put aside for a moment, I respect the readings that people came to based upon suspicion rather than information. But let's put that aside. We now have a new issue before us, and as I understand the motion, it's asking Pacifica, the network, and the stations individually to work together to work out a plan that if catastrophe comes, we'll be prepared for it. It doesn't ask for catastrophe. It works against it. As far as what we do for keeping the networks together, that's everything that we do in our waking lives in support of KPFA. When we donate money, that's part of keeping the foundation together. So let's separate our fears and think about future planning in a constructive way. And all this motion does is ask people to explore and come up with a possible plan. It still comes back to boards to dump, accept, or redesign.
Barb.
Well, I agree with Burton. It seems to me it's directing management, hired staff, to do a little research and tell us how to set these things up. And I think it is, and with the idea that if it is, it would be needed if Pacifica fails. Now you say you want to have Pacifica, maintained, but if Pacifica is somehow thrown into bankruptcy, maybe we can have an alternative Pacifica Foundation. I don't know if that'll work. I think it is wise to plan for all the stations to have some way to perhaps maintain their licenses. And, in fact, they could still band together and want to be a network. I'm not against the network. I don't like the idea of you calling it fake and secret. And I understand it's with that comes from the idea that these people set it up that are not your friends.
They didn't tell nobody.
They did
no
tell.
One told us.
They did tell.
That's a secret.
Okay. It was not the intention to steal anything away. It was to preserve this station. And it was just put in place to be there in case it was needed. And I think it's a wonderful idea to say that all the stations should do this. We should all be prepared because it looks very shaky with Pacifica right now.
Earthquake preparedness.
Yeah.
All right, Janet's add to those. I just want to make one point of personal privilege, which really isn't personal, but sort of. Because I was part of the foundation, I knew about the foundation, was part of it, and so on, to say that it explained that people's motivations were explained, their bad motivations, where Margie was one of the named people who for over a year worked tirelessly day and night for no money, is hardly working to then explain working to destroy Pacifica. So I think it contributes, even if you didn't mean it exactly that way, it contributes to a sea of kind of misinformation. Virginia, Brian, Craig, and Janet is who I have, and then Mal.
Okay, so there are people who've been worried about the network failing, and some of us got together. We created something for people to sign. I never liked the name, but I signed it because I like this. I am committed to participating in a network-wide consensus-building process with the goal of reforming Pacifica's governance to make it simpler, effective, smaller, and calmer. Now, some people object to smaller, and so now there's room for comments on that. But the thing that's different about this, the people that approached some of the same people that came up with that to to start this process is that this is network-wide, that people, my friends who came up with, who started this process going, did not do it in secret. They did reach out to people on other factions. It was secret. It was not appropriate for a couple of people that were representative board members of this organization, stewards of this organization, to do this without telling people about it. It was. Now, this thing called the pledge, I don't really like the name the pledge either, but this document that I'm quoting from, Pledge 2015, does try to keep the network together and calls for a network-wide discussion to start, and with the idea that possibly funding could come from other sources other than anyone who would give money to Pacifica, from restorative justice type groups, and calls to have it inclusive. It's very different from that. The KPFA Foundation is inappropriate. Brian's substitute is inappropriate because it still assumes the breaking up of the network. It's as if we've given up on trying to work together to help the network survive, and I really don't like that. It's totally inappropriate.
Brian.
Yeah, I don't think it presumes breaking up the network. It says, let's be prepared for what comes next if current trends persist. And I think that's a question of prudence. And it asks management to look into it. It doesn't ask them to take into any action. But I think we should have a better understanding about where we stand, for instance, with the FCC and with the California Attorney General's office. You know, I want to speak to Frank's point because I think there's a basic problem here, which is that there are two sides on this board and neither one trusts the other. And each one feels like it has plenty of reasons not to trust the other. So Frank's point is, how do I know that you are not going to try to run things into the ground so you can take it over? Right? And, you know, I don't agree with that assessment, but I can see how you wound up there. Right? And I guess I would just ask you to, like, flip it around. I mean, if you're talking about actions that are harmful to the network, 2013, when these papers got filed, under the leadership it had then, the foundation bled $2.8 million. I was on the national board. We didn't get, as far as I can recall, a single financial statement that year. We now know from putting the pieces together that the national office was stacking up unpaid bills with consultants, with temp agencies, with attorneys, who then proceeded to sue us to collect on their unpaid bills in the ensuing months. And we know that several members of the board, people who were in the leadership at that time, didn't tell us when they participated in breaking into and barricading the Pacifica National Office and blocking elected directors like Margie and myself, who have a right under the bylaws and under state law to inspect the physical premises of the foundation at any time, that's a direct quote, barricade us out of the corporate offices of Pacifica. So you have to understand there's a trust gap that works both ways here. And look at the following year. Margie did a more than full-time job for no money. She resolved, I believe it was more than 10 lawsuits or threats of lawsuits from unpaid creditors. She took over halfway through the year, and by the end of the year, the deficit was down from $2.8 million to just over $1 million and has shrunk further since then. Led us through the recruitment and hire of what I think everyone agrees is at least an extremely qualified executive director and does not come anywhere from any partisan quarter of the board. So let's acknowledge that there's a trust gap on this board, but let's deal with the reality we have. We have what is still a very troubled organization, an organization that is facing scrutiny from the Attorney General, partly because members of its governance structure who didn't have any trust in other members of its governance structure petitioned the Attorney General to intervene. an organization whose finances are a wreck, and although we're trying to turn it around, we don't know if we'll be able to pull it off. And an organization that's driven by internal conflict. The question is, where is the good in what we have left, and how do we preserve it? And I think we have to prepare for every eventuality.
All right, the list is Craig, Janet. I want to say something, so I'll pass it to Ramses then. Somebody who I'll figure out what my scribble is, Virginia, Kate, Joy.
Your scribble is Mal. You
Frank. Mal, that's my scribble. What? People who have not spoken will get called on first. But people who have not spoken on this, there are people who you may think have spoken on this because they've spoken a lot, but they have not spoken on this. All right. So, trust me, I'm paying attention, which is not always the case. Craig.
Well, I can't speak as articulately as Brian. I do second what he said. I want to separate the issue here because whatever people think about the origins or the development of the foundation in the past, I think the question is, as of today, going forward, what do we need to do to ensure the persistence of the organization and the mission that we intend to fulfill, right? So, in my email just 2 days ago, I got an article from the UK Guardian talking about Pacifica in a death spiral. I mean, it's out there. And we've seen these articles, of course. All of us have seen these articles in recent years. But this is just the latest one. And it's pretty troubling. And I think we would do well to consider worst-case scenarios and start making preparations. However, we may wish that weren't the case. I think we need to start preparing and thinking hard about this. You know, nobody would take a trip across the ocean in a ship that didn't have lifeboats, right? And what we need is to have some lifeboats here. And I think this motion begins that process. So I think it's prudent. I think we need to look at the hard questions and ask look at the issue and ask the hard questions. And maybe take some actions here that seem unpalatable, but are necessary. If we get thrown into bankruptcy court, we lose total control of the organization. And I think we need to try to position ourselves so that we can at least assert some control or influence over how things ultimately are resolved. I don't want to see KPFA's frequency, get turned over to Clear Channel. So I think it's worth taking some time and making this recommendation to Pacifica Management to look at this issue and see what we can do to position ourselves to avoid, absolutely the worst case scenario.
Janet.
Yeah, I'm thinking that this motion is also out of order, but what it does is it bypasses the PNB. The executive director, who's the top manager, reports to the PNB, and so this motion is kind of trying to take steps for an LSB to have the ED do something that the PNB hasn't agreed to, and take up their time to set up some kind of separate, auxiliary foundations, and then also ask the managers of other stations to, one LSB asking the managers of other stations to do stuff. I understand about an insurance policy, so-called insurance policy, but I mean, we need to deal with this internally, and we do have the Pacifica Foundation, and we can, we need to work this out using the what we have, and especially following the foundation bylaws. So I think that this is totally out of order.
All right, first I'm going to make a remark as chair, and then I'll pass it over to Ramses for my remark and my in the line of talking on this. I am not ruling it out of order, and if you could take it to a court or something, if this all falls apart or something like that. But this is an argument that's based on corporate law, state law, da da da. But this is a suggestion to management, and I am ruling it is in order. You can vote it down and whatever. Take this and pardon. Yes, so it's me, Mal, Virginia, Kate, Joy.
Carol.
Thank you, Ramses. 3 minutes. Okay, I'll set the thing. All right. Right now I'm involved in something that did start out secret that Virginia is referring to. That we had a specific, in our first meetings that you were not at, there was a discussion about that this was not going to be shared, that no paperwork would be shared, that we would keep everything quiet so that we could have an open discussion where we didn't think we were going to be reported on, so that could be an open, honest discussion. And it was a few months or, you know, several meetings before we decided that we would do something and open it up and try and do it. What I'm talking to is about the group that was formed on the pledge. And it was much more consciously secret than the foundation. Now, it may be that you didn't hear about the foundation, but that's because it wasn't ever brought to life. It was set up as a shell. It never did anything beyond exist as a shell. I know you don't believe it. Based on, as Brian said, long lack of trust. But as I said earlier also, you know, drawing on Frank's remarks of this explains how people behave to destroy something. Margie was in the perfect position to destroy Pacifica and killed herself to save it. So, but you still may not believe that. You still may not believe her, but that's what she did. And in fact, from our side, I sometimes find it incredulous that with all the things that were caused by the taking over of the office illegally, that certainly was illegal and was found to be illegal by the courts, in a way that compounded, court costs, bills, and all kinds of costs, that there's never any responsibility taken on the other side of the table for any of that. And no understanding that there's a lack of trust on our side. It's as if you've got the moral high ground entirely, and we're just a bunch of manipulative, lying lowlifes. And that's how I feel you treat us often. Some of you do. Not all of you, but some of you do. And kind of this condescending, you know better than us, and we're such, you know, we're, I don't know what, Democratic Party hack liars or something like that. I don't know what. But in any case, we all, whoever we are, want this to survive. That's why we put up with these meetings, you know. And that's why we, you know, give our time and our money and so on. We all really do want this to survive. And we've done various things to try and have that happen. And at various moments, this board has functioned in a way that's been more congenial than in other times. But I would like us to strain for congeniality and take some steps like we did today, where we, although it's true, it wasn't a controlling body, but where we backed off so we didn't have to have a vote. In any case, those are my remarks, and I'm 15 seconds over time. Thank you, Ramses. No, you can't. Mal.
it's a little hard to know how to comment here. There are really so many things to say. In the first place, I was totally out of the track in either this foundation that Margie started or this pledge that Ms. Browning talked about. I knew nothing about either of them. So what? Nobody has done anything that I can see to harm Pacifica Foundation other than what's done publicly. I haven't seen any background or backroom manipulations by anybody. I mean, people have been bloody wrong, but they've done it publicly. So who cares? I mean, Margie had this great foundation, which was set up and did absolutely nothing with it for years. So, I mean, it's as if it didn't exist, and that's because it was set up for an eventuality that still hasn't taken place, but is likely to take place in the near future if anything that we know about economics is true. Those of you on this board have, I think, been getting, as I have, some of the nasty and stupid emails out of New York. These people are trying to kill themselves, and they're doing it taking our time so that we have to look at the emails in order to delete them. I mean, that is only to say that the rest of the foundation doesn't look like it's trying to save itself, but is more likely to kill itself to prevent X, Y, or Z from taking power than anything else. We here at the station have been pretty well working together, even though we don't necessarily like each other.
Or we like each other.
But at least we see that whatever is being proposed is being proposed publicly and for a good purpose, even if we think it's totally wrong. So for God's sakes, don't try to make this into another point of contention and deal with it on its face. It's an attempt to create a parachute for the possible future and treat it like that.
Exactly the right amount of time, Counselor. Virginia.
The political, is
this? Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, so over and over, this characterization of the illegal barricading in the office, which was done because the person that was in that position had a contract. It's a very similar to the contracts that have been done before and since. The court ruled one way, but I mean, I know about the contract since. I know about the contracts before, and the contract seemed to be legitimate for her to be there. Otherwise, people would have thrown her out. There was contention about how Margie got onto the board. So, I mean, this is all political. It isn't some cut and dried thing. I so wish that those of us who saw the staff working overtime, day and night in that office, had photographed every damn thing they did, because now you guys get to say that all the mess that happened was totally the fault of the people that were in there then, which I am never going to believe, because many of us saw the work that was being done in there and saw how hard people were working. As far as that deficit goes, while I don't have the exact figure, I know that over $2 million in deficit was racked up before Summer Reese was in that office. So, no, it happened before she got there. So this is, you know, this political characterization doesn't help. It's some of us, yes, I did know about the pledge thing, something about, I knew that a dialogue was attempted to be had with you guys. I didn't, it was worked out after that. It, of course it was secret to some degree at the beginning that people were going to try and get together from different sides. Yes, I did know about it, but it didn't stay secret very long. And the language of it does say to reach across to all parties across the network. And as soon as possible, that was what was put into the language, which I admire, and I think that would be a much more appropriate thing to get behind than this proposal of Brian's.
Kate.
Well, I'd like to reiterate the sad concern about the divided nature of the board. And I think when Mal says that we should take things on their face, that's what I'd love to do. But the problem is not just that I don't, you know, I have total trust or relationship. I honestly don't quite know what was set up and how far along it was and, you know, how much water has to be added to make it bloom or whatever. I don't quite know that. And it's a tragedy that I can't just, you know, ask for a update and get it and trust it and, you know, be the end of it. The bigger thing to me is in all our issues that nobody, you know, we don't have trust here. There's lots of hurts on both sides. I think any honest person on this board will take credit on both sides for the atmosphere that's been created. It's just sad. Now, as far as the specific thing that's been proposed by Brian, it seems mild enough to me that I don't quite understand. I think that we are being extreme if this mild recommendation isn't, you know, at least pursued. I'm not getting it, what the problem there is. And I'm wondering, and I think people on my side would want to have some sort of safety net in place. And but there's been no discussion of what a different safety net. I just feel somehow that I'm missing all the pieces of the argument to understand why we would oppose this or how even a big deal it is.
Why it's a big deal. Joy, pass the mic on down. Oh, she's got one.
I want to first say I would like us all to think about our language and what we're saying here. First of all, I take exception to the notion that all of the harmful things that happen with the Summerese things is all are on one side or the other. First of all, let me say, I hate that we have sides in this damn board. I'm putting the word damn on there. I'm sorry. I hate that we have sides, not just factions, but sides. And it's just so frustrating to me. I do agree that as a responsible organization, we should have contingencies for things. But unlike Burton, who said that this was like earthquake, earthquakes are inevitable. We are going to have an earthquake. We know it. How do we know? Because it's happened before. Pacifica hasn't folded before. So the reason why I'm talking about language is if you're a caretaker of someone or something, you say, I'm going to do the best I can to make this person well. But no, we're going to get a prenup instead just in case it falls apart. And so what I would like to have is a commitment from us that Pacifica is our parent. We need to do what we can to make it strong so that KPFA won't have to do a contingency insurance plan or something that might happen where we're not sure it might happen. And I resent that we're wasting so much time for it. The problem I'm having with this is this foundation was started without our knowledge as a body. Yes, we should have contingency plans, but do we go in the back and make a deal or do something without everybody knowing it, now come out and say, well, we weren't really trying to hide it. Yes, you were. And the reason, that's the honesty. And I also take exception to Carol's characterization of saying that we weren't trying to keep it secret. It just, you know, yeah, we did start out trying to keep it secret, and then we let it out or whatever. I believe with, I agree with Janet, it was your fiduciary responsibility to take care of Pacifica and not make a prenup plan in case Pacifica goes down. And I want to remind everyone, Pacifica has been in danger of folding for decades. This ain't nothing happened. Then the last thing that just happened, the last thing I want to say is there was a mistrust, great mistrust, harvested or reaped in this organization when the morning show was canceled and the management decided to try to cut news and all this other stuff, and one side of this board decided they were going to discourage people from supporting the fund drive. We didn't have volunteers coming to answer the phone. Nobody's going to own up to it now, but there were volunteers who said, don't support this because the morning show this, the morning show that. We haven't recovered from that. So if we're going to go back and talk about hurts and stuff, we'll never go forward. I mentioned it now only because I'm taking responsibility for some of the hurt that's been happening. I want all of us to do it. And the first thing we need to do is commit to preserving, strengthening Pacifica and doing whatever we can to do that and not have a codicil on or something on the inside just in case. Because that doesn't mean you have your true heart and your true intention, your whole intention on making it sound. We still have this little thing just in case. And so I just think that I would like us all to change our language about this, talk about what we're really talking about. I believe, this is my personal belief, there are people on this board who want to have KPFA alone, period. And part of it is because of the history of Pacifica, but also because of our
you're
conceit.
A minute over, and I haven't
okay, thank you, darling. Our conceit and arrogance that we're so great. We are Pacifica, damn it. We are Pacifica, and we need to act like that.
All right, there's no more lists, so I think that we have the... Okay, go ahead. And then Burton. Frank, and then Burton.
Yeah. All right, so I think part of the issue is that we all, everything that people do, think they're doing it because they think it's best for Pacifica. The occupation of the Pacifica office, it was like audacious. It was like in your face. It was like there.
It was illegal.
Everybody knew about it. All right. Okay, and okay, you can call it illegally, call it a form of protest. You can call it what you want. The court order came. It
Frank
was it
has
ended.
The floor.
It ended then. My point being that everybody's doing what they think is best in their opinions for KPFA. That's why someone barricaded themselves in there. Whether that whole time was the root of all KPFA's problems or it was time before that. The people in there didn't set up an alternative foundation to catch it. After they occupied it, the court came and they said, okay, I give up. The court allows this one. Okay. So whether how you think of that as a form of protest, as someone that had a contract and was doing what they thought was right, for Pacifica, for KPFA. And that's what everyone's trying to do. But when someone does what they think they're right, they think is right on the board and, but they don't tell the rest of the board in setting up this thing, that's where mistrust comes from. When you want people to take steps to trust, you don't go setting up things in the back, you know, without telling the rest of the board. And that's why we're here wasting so much time today, because 2-3 years ago, whenever you set it up, we didn't have the discussion before it happened. And that's why everyone's upset, and that's why this big long conversation's happening. If we'd have all been informed and been part of the discussion then, who knows where we'd be right now? This might just be already done and just have this, something set up to catch just in case. But now since it's out in the light and it's been revealed to us that this exists, we are having a discussion. And I think part of the discussion needs to be network-wide, what to do with the network again. And that's my point for this. We talked about lawsuits or who had lawsuits. There's been lawsuits everywhere. These guys had lawsuits. Those guys had lawsuits. That wasn't the only lawsuit. I think everyone's really trying to do what they think's best. If we want to set up something to catch us in the disaster, if the disaster does happen, you know, talk
30
about,
seconds.
Let's talk about how we can work as a network. Janet mentioned stuff about how this is like a PNB area. It's kind of a gray area for the LSB. Let's let the PNB discuss how they could set up something to, I don't know if you can catch the Pacifica Foundation.
15 seconds.
Because you say it might be broke up or whatever, but something that could hold the network instead of the individual separation of it. Because we know that there has been people on the board that openly discussed breaking it up. So let's work on openly discussing
time.
Keeping it together. Thank you.
Burton.
For a while here, I sat semi-hopeful that the expression of feelings might lead to some sort of reaching across. Frankly, those last remarks have depressed me because you have asserted as facts bullshit. There was no intention to do what you expressed. But let me share for just part of my time and then I'll stop with everybody on both sides, all sides of this thing. Several people have said, all of us are in agreement that we want the station and the foundation to continue and to thrive. That is correct. I believe that of everyone on this board. I have heard from both sides today something that I think, and I've said this since I came on the board, something that poisons this board and poisons other areas of conflict. And that is the insistence upon living in the Museum of Ancient Hurts and playing over and over again our particular version of that history. Whatever it was, you protected Summer because that was right. The foundation was set up because it was right. Please, I beg of you, forget all that and let's move together from this point on and try to work together for the future of the station and the foundation and stop revisiting the Museum of Ancient Hurts.
Craig.
Thank you. And I just wanted to say, I mean, what do we do? What are the proposals? I mean, it sounds like one proposal is just to move on and ignore the foundation. I mean, you know, we could move on and that foundation stays out there, inactive. It'll be there. And we'll just move on and carry on with Pacifica and KPFA business as we were doing before. Or we could try to take some kind of, lifeboat action here to set up some sort of auxiliary organizations as per Brian's motion. I guess I'm just wondering, we could spend the rest of the afternoon here hitting each other over the head with suspicions and Museum of Ancient Hurts and, you know, all of that. Okay, so what? What do we do right now going forward? I'd like to hear some proposals. Brian has made one proposal. If there, another proposal is just, you know, to ignore it, fine, let's make that proposal. But what do we do?
Well, I have an idea, and it isn't I'm not presenting this as an alternative motion or changing his substitute. I'm reflecting on a meeting we had in this room last year where Samsara Morgan and a colleague of hers led a workshop on racism. And I remember that about half of the LSB attended. All of our representatives to the PNB attended, and I thought it was extremely valuable. I liked the way the leaders guided the discussion, And I think it really is the sort of thing that we could use, this group could use, to iron out some of these recollections we all have about what the other group did and so on. I mean, I'm appalled at the description I've heard people say of things that I just know are totally different. And I think having the opportunity to talk about it a little more without an agenda where we're trying to deal with passing or not passing motions, where we learn how to better talk with each other, is what we need. That's my, and I don't know what to do about that in dealing with this particular motion, but I know that this is certainly a topic that we could use this kind of facilitated help with. And I would hope, for instance, if we do have such a thing set up, that even more of the members of the LSB will attend.
All right. I want to read what the motion is again, because people why don't you hear what this is? Because people have been speaking of this as if it was something that it's not. It's not something to set something up. It is the following. The KPFA LSB requests local and national management explore setting up fully perfected auxiliary foundations at every Pacifica-owned radio station. That's what it is. Explore, not set up, explore. All right, and you have a substitute motion. Read it.
Well, I'm not always clever with the wordsmithing, but maybe I can get some help, and hopefully everyone could see that maybe this is just another way to look at it. So the KPFA LSB recommend that the Pacifica National Board with local management look into setting up a safety net plan to, one, keep the network thriving and surviving, and two, a backup plan to be ready to pursue alternative foundation or other wording to receive the network and its assets in case of whatever you wanted to call it. So,
is there a second? Okay. All right. Okay. So let's get a list on this. Janet.
This motion is also out of order, like the other one, because it's having an LSB. Try to get managers. It's bypassing the PNB.
No, I said the
PNB. Oh. Oh, I'm sorry.
With local management.
With. Oh, I missed that. Sorry.
Want me to read it one more time?
Yeah.
Like, I'm open to any help with this. The KPFA LSB recommend that the PNB, with local management, look into setting up, kind of like what Brian said in his, but a safety net plan to, one, keep the network thriving and surviving, and two, a backup plan to be ready to pursue an alternative foundation, or help me with the wording here, to receive the network and its assets in case of
dissolution.
May I continue then? Because I was.
Okay. Janet, Brian.
Well, the PNB is trying to do this kind of work. There's a strategic planning group, or a working group. But for Pacifica to try to get stations to set up some other foundation or some other entity, that's totally inappropriate for Pacifica to do. Pacifica, or for PNB to do. It's about being caretakers of Pacifica. So any other entity that Pacifica directors, I mean, I certainly would not participate in that as a director, to try to get stations to set up some kind of whatever safety net. That's not up, that's not the responsibility, or that's inappropriate for PNB directors to be doing. So I'm against the motion.
Brian, I see her. I see all kinds of people.
I think Frank was trying to work towards. I think Frank was trying to work towards a unity motion and asking for help with wordsmithing. I'd like to propose a 5-minute recess for that purpose, so we can sharpen what exactly it is that we're debating and voting on.
Well, that's an undebatable motion. All those in favor of a 5-minute recess?
Yes.
Opposed? Okay, 5 minutes.
This is what I started with.
Let me grab the other one.
All right.
Yeah.
Janet, you want to help us get this right?
Everyone ready to get back to the meeting? It's 25 to 4.
Chair Travis, calling Chair Travis. Please report to the white courtesy phone. Chair Travis.
You ready to roll, Frank? All right. We're back in session, and this is out of the conference of Frank and Brian. And this is the motion. KPFA LSB recommends that local management, national management at the PNB direction, 1, produce a plan to keep the network intact and thriving, 2, explore setting up auxiliary foundation or foundations, you know, an S at the end in parens, that continue the mission of all or part of Pacifica in the case of involuntary dissolution. And since there are two of them, it's been moved and seconded.
And I'd like it to be divided. Can it be divided?
All right. Yes, I'll divide it. Okay. Although both of them start with the KPFA, LSB recommends that local management and national management at the PNB's direction. They both have that clause. Then. Part 1, produce a plan to keep the network intact and thriving. That's their job, right? Okay.
Call the question.
Call the question.
On part 1.
And roll call, please, on this.
Oh, my God. See if there's anybody who's against this. Is there anybody against it?
Against what? Yeah. You had to read it over again.
It's a dilatory action. So you're against saying that you want it to thrive and that they should work on a plan to thrive. Okay, so there's two people against it, and that's Joy and Mark. Is there anybody abstaining? So I presume everybody else is for it? Okay, Janet also voted against it. Okay. Then the second one is the KPFA. Otherwise, it passes. Okay. The KPFA LSB recommends that local management and national management at the PNB's direction explore setting up auxiliary foundations that can continue the mission of all or part of Pacifica in the case of involuntary dissolution. So that's moved and seconded on discussion.
Oh God, we've had so much.
Okay. Oops. Mal wants to discuss it.
I know we've had a lot of discussion, but I would like to move an amendment, and that is to drop some words. If you would read it again, I'll tell you where.
Okay. Explore setting up auxiliary foundations that
drop setting up auxiliary foundations.
Okay.
Methods of.
Explore methods of setting up.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so explore methods of setting up auxiliary foundations that can continue the mission of all or part of Pacifica and the...
Forget the foundations. Just explore setting up methods of...
Keeping the work going.
Okay. Exactly. Explore methods of... Explore methods that can continue the mission of all or part of Pacifica in the case of involuntary dissolution.
Will you accept that?
Yeah.
You accept that? Okay, so it's accepted by both. So, once again, the KPFA LSB recommends that local management and national management at the PMB's direction explore methods that can continue the mission of all or part of Pacifica in the case of involuntary dissolution.
Right.
Okay. Okay, the question's been called. All in favor, please raise your hand. All opposed? Two opposed? Any abstentions? One. Okay. That's that. All right. I think the next thing on... Oh, right. That was calling the question. Okay. All those in favor...
Roll call, please.
...of the motion to...
Motion
Part two is amended. The KPFA LSB recommends that the local management, national management, and the BNG's direction explore methods that can continue the mission of all part of Pacifica in the case of involuntary dissolution. Okay, all in favor of the motion? Roll call. I don't know what to do. Let's just do it rather than take the time for the objection and the blah, blah, blah.
Let's just do it. Yeah. This is pointless. Okay. Alderson, yes. Browning? Browning abstains. Bernstein?
Yes.
Bernstein, yes. Edwards-Tiekert?
Yes.
Edwards-Tiekert, yes. Fuentes, not here. Gans, not here. Goldmacher, not here. Goen?
Yes.
Goen, yes. Hernandez?
Yes.
Hernandez, yes. Johnson? Johnson, not here. Coburn?
Abstain.
Coburn abstain. Kurzweil, not here. Landau, not here. Moore?
No.
Moore, no. Morgan, not here. Pritchett, not here. Sawyer? Sawyer, yes. Sterling?
Yes.
Sterling, yes. Tanaka?
Yes.
Tanaka, yes. Tao Nichols? Tao Nichols, yes. Travis?
Abstain.
Travis abstain. Whipperman?
Yes.
Whipperman, yes. White? White, yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Wilkinson, yes. Withers?
Yes.
Withers, yes. Okay, 13 yes, 1 no, 3 abstentions.
We work together. Thank you. All right, CAB. That's what I believe we are
PNB.
At. Oh, PNB. PNB, sorry. PNB. A time check? We're ending at 4, right? Yes.
Out of the room at 4?
Yeah, we have to end at 4, so we're ending at 4. Okay, so who's giving their PNB report? Janet. Okay, go ahead, Janet.
Okay, so there was...
Okay. Oh, but it's intra-side.
There was a PNB meeting on September 10th, Thursday. There were three motions related to the LSB elections that passed. So one of them was more or less said, by September 30th, stations that have the money are to provide the necessary deposit for the NES to mail the ballots out, and I think by... that they would be mailed in time for October 15, something like that. But just that they be mailed out, that detail was not determined.
Then there was a motion on candidate cart airings that came from the election committee, and the PNB amended it slightly. And it involved the equitable rotation of candidate carts. I'll just read a little part of it. So that in the course of each week, each candidate is heard at least once in each period of a weekday, morning drive time, midday, afternoon drive time, late evening, and overnight. And no candidate is heard twice in any given day period or week period until each other candidate has been heard. I mean, there's more to it, but anyway. All right. Then there was a motion on on-air candidate forums that came from the election committee. It was also amended slightly by the PNB and approved, and I'm not going to go into details right now. It's but it's about the candidate on-air candidate forums. There was a motion that revised the previous CFO business manager policy. It was titled GM and CFO Hiring and Supervisory Authority of Unit Business Managers, giving station GMs and CFO joint authority over business managers, more or less. And then, so there was also a motion passed about the repayment to KPFA that I'll leave it up to Brian to share if he wouldn't mind. I'd also like to just mention that the Personnel Committee has been working on a CFO hire, and it's getting somewhere. Yeah.
We don't know where.
So, Brian, are you going on with the...
Sure. The repayment motion pertains only to the money that KPFA advanced to pay off our auditors for the last audit they performed, which was $55,000. It's not the bulk of the money that KPFA has lent out to other parts of the network. When the National Board authorized that transfer, it said it should be repaid by KPFA withholding future central service payments. I guess it hadn't dawned on us on the National Board at the time that if KPFA withheld future central service payments, the National Office would not be able to pay its bills or payroll because most of the rest of the network is not paying their central services at all.
Right.
So obviously, KPFA didn't withhold it because we don't want to bust the network. And the resolution just changed the repayment terms to reflect that reality. And now the idea is the new language earmarks any influx of CPB funds, which would be the outcome of that the new audit getting done, prioritizes them for repayment of KPFA. What that would actually look like, the CPB funds go to the stations. The stations, almost all the stations except us, owe money to the National Office. So they would use their new CPB funds to pay their debts to the National Office. The National Office, hopefully, would be able to pay us back out of that, and that would be a priority. On the financial front, we're extremely late in getting budgets from all parts of the network. The financial staff are stretched incredibly thin, both trying to prepare the network for its 2014 audit, which is overdue, and which we believe is the last obstacle toward getting CPB funds reinstated, and trying to go through budget preparation without business managers in place at three of the stations, and without a CFO at the National Office. And I'm troubled because not having a budget means there's not a plan, and we're kind of just like flying blind, which would be okay if the status quo were everybody could pay their bills, but that's not the case for three of our stations. That's where things sound.
I have a question.
Yes.
As a member of this board, I got one of the usual missives from Mr. Brown about a motion to eviscerate Margie or something.
It wasn't
something like that. Whatever happened to that?
She's still alive.
Man,
sure.
The board hasn't taken it up or voted on it or spent any time discussing it.
Oh, that's more than it's worth.
Okay, Margie, did you want to add something?
I think it was Janet who mentioned the Strategic Planning Committee. The Strategic Planning Committee was something that was set up at our in-person meeting in June, and we've been meeting to talk about, you know, sort of like how to save the network, kind of. And it's a very, up until this point, at least a fairly agreeable body that has had some interesting conversations. And I think it's open. It's my understanding that anybody who wants to can join it. So if anyone here is interested in being part of those, they're phone calls in the evening that start at 5:30 and last for a couple of hours. But we aren't restricted by a lot of rules and regulations about how we function. It's a looser group. So if you want to be part of it, please let me know. I will forward to this body the two reports that have been produced so far by our convener, who is George Ryder from Texas.
Okay, any other questions or comments on PNB? What time is it? Okay, the CAB report.
Hey, I made it. Carol Wolfley, Community Advisory Board for KPFA. The CAB presently has 11 members. We have made some scheduling adjustments and arrangements for people to be able to participate in meetings electronically. We meet monthly and are self-posting our meetings, and our minutes are up to date. After the August 2000, oh, I'm sorry. At the CAB meeting with KPFA staff and community members in February of 2015, people brought concerns about wanting coverage about high profit, high rise, high rent development being proposed in Berkeley. Fellow members of the CAB were asked to attend community and zoning adjustment meetings about the proposed development at Herald Way and Telegraph Avenue. At those meetings, many members of the public stepped forward to voice their concerns about the effect that this construction will have on the future of Berkeley. This issue has not been covered by KPFA in the way that the members of the public would like, and by other media, and they asked me to bring it to the attention of station management and the local station board that people want representation of these crucial issues that are happening in the community. Also following up on the FSN report made by Karen, we urge that the station management work with the news department to develop a report about the use of FSN and to bring it back to the local station board. And lastly, right now with the ending, cutbacks to, wait just a second. The need for local community programming was identified as a major concern in the CAB community needs assessment. The proposed cutback of Uprising will create new options for drive time programs. We propose that the local station board support and work with the station management to develop programs during this time for diverse, geographically broad-based network for community coverage, developing and utilizing the talents and experience of the unpaid staff, the apprentices, and community members so that we can have a powerful local community news as well as sustain this station financially. Any other questions for the about the Community Advisory Board report?
I have two questions. The first is, in your report, you mentioned that you had proposals for management. Have they been brought to management? That's question one.
Part of the process of the CAB is that we advise the local station board and station management. Quincy left the meeting, but I'm imagining that he has the option of listening into the meeting. And also, we do send copies of our reports to the local station board and to station management.
So if I understand correctly, station management is to get your recommendations only through your report to this board. My second question is, I noticed during the meeting three or four times you spoke to members of the LSB, and they were always members of one political bloc. Was that deliberate?
Oh, would you like me to talk to you during the meeting about something, bring you notes or something? Is that a concern?
No idea what you were talking about. I'm wondering if you have self-aligned with one block in this board. That's all.
I have an email address through the CAB. Any member of the local station board is welcome to contact me or other members of the CAB at any time. If something is on the agenda, I sometimes communicate with other people if it's an issue related to community news. And sometimes I'm happy to communicate with anyone. Thank you. And I want to clarify that what I said was that we do send our reports directly to the station management, not through this board only. Anything else?
Thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Karen.
Oh, good. Okay. KFCF.
We have Richard Wolf coming for our annual banquet on October 24th.
Great.
We will be taping it audio-wise. I'm trying to get see if we can get a video together to video record it, so it'll be available to KPFA as a premium. That is coming up October 24th, Saturday night, and we are selling tickets now. And it's at kfcf.org. Also, we are struggling right now a little bit financially because when KPFA canceled the summer pledge drive, that we took about a $17,000 hit. And so that was a little rough on us. I think we're going to make it, provided I can get a payment right after the pledge drive gets started. There's some cash flow going to cover a little money, then I think we'll be okay. That's been pretty quiet. We've started doing some live music broadcasts from around town, and we're doing that as a regular thing now.
Yeah.
And carrying some other live broadcasts. We carried a concert with Marshall Ball from KVMR last night, and we'll have Dave and Phil Alvin coming up later this month. So we're working on trying to do some live music too. That's it.
Thank you. We have 2 minutes remaining. There's a move to adjourn. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Wait a second.
You know, maybe we could just take 2 minutes. If people look at the agenda, I'm just wondering whether we have disposed of some of these agenda items under old business so we can cross them off. Yeah? A, D, and F, does that look like
A is moot.
A is moot.
F's
okay.
Done.
F is done. Okay.
D, we could put on a thing where they'll bring back a report or something.
had a discussion, yeah.
FSN is not done.
Well, I'm not saying it's done.
Okay, so the remaining items for next meeting are B, C, D, and E. Is that correct?
D is wrong. Oh, no, sorry.
B, C, D, and E, yes.
Yeah, D, so, D is still there, correct? Okay, so but, that's for the November meeting.
So the item F is Andrea's item, and I don't know whether she had anything more in mind than F. Yeah, I don't know if she had anything more in mind, so I would kind of leave it there.
Okay.
It's the bodies item. We got to it on our last agenda. We wound up with the motion that we took up, further amended, and disposed of today.
She can always add.
She wants to put something new on.
She can put it, right. Okay. All right. Therefore, motion to adjourn. All in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? Should we have a roll call? No. Okay. We're adjourned. Wait a minute.
Folks, we've collectively pledged a matching fund of $1,382. Thank you very much.
Great.
Well, Carol apparently carries a checkbook around with her and is confident that we'll make the match because she's already written a check for her portion. If you'd like to do that, I can convey it to the station. Otherwise, what I'll do is have Chris Stelic, our database operator, look up your billing address in our database and send you an invoice if we make the challenge. Yeah, I can do that if you'd like. And I'll send a note out to the board soliciting contributions from those members who weren't here when we circulated this with a deadline of Monday so that hopefully we can get up to something round.
Yeah, there's a key right on that.
Italy?